Well, that spirit definitely got you through a lot. Tell me, you.
But I thought parachute warfare, or the use of parachutes to get troops into a strategic position, was very clever, and I thought a great idea.
Yeah.
And I wondered if I could do it.
And you could. And you did it very well, and you made your country very proud. Tell me about how you avoided. You were in the Battle of the Bulge,
yes.
But it was so cold that your feet froze. Mm. And how
That's
did that
right.
end up playing out for you?
Well, that was we were at a stopping point during that battle, and first sergeant said, "Are there any of you who want to get some dry socks and warm yourselves? Get on this truck that will take you back to battalion aid station." And there were several of us who were in the same condition, and I was one of the volunteers that got on the truck. And we went back to the battalion aid station, and the medical officer for the battalion got on the truck, and he went down one side and up the other, asking, what's your problem? And we were all talking about frozen feet, and said it was like walking on bowling balls.
Oh my gosh.
See, he didn't take any of us off that truck. He just directed the driver, and the next thing we knew, we were at a hospital in Verviers in Belgium. And that was that was the last combat that I actually saw.
Just a few seconds left, sir, but what does it mean to you to see this moment, this 75th anniversary, all those years ago, and to be alive to witness this?
I'm thankful that I can be here, and among family and friends, and a lot of good people like you.
Well, you you as well, sir. Roland, thank you so much for sharing your story with us tonight. And we thank you for your incredible service to this country and for sharing your stories with us tonight. We're grateful. Thank you so much. Be well. Thank you, Roland.